This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah, and I am Maimon Elbaz. Torah shows strives to use pictures and cartoons to illustrate Torah and mitzvot. We are doing now a Mishnah in Masechet Menachot. This is 763 in our series. May it be as chus for Refuah Shleima for Yitzchak ben Juliet and Jackie ben Belisa. We're in Seder Kodshim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. If one wishes to donate to the Beis HaMikdash gold, silver, or copper, that's going to be the focus of today's Mishnah. And it's brought to you by Chaim Lax, who sponsored it. Lezecher Nishmas, Shein Dol Bas Mamol Frimid, and Kamen Ben Chaim, Aleihem HaShalom. Says the Heilige Mishnah, Harei Alai Zahav. If someone says that he wants to donate to the Beis HaMikdash a gold coin, but he didn't say, you know, which size gold coin, there's different sizes. So the Mishnah says that he should give a gold dinar, which was the smallest gold coin, which is equal to 25 silver dinar. If he did not say the word dinar, he didn't say the word dinar zahav, then he could even give a gold hook, which is less valuable. Kesef, if someone says he wants to donate silver, a silver coin, lo yifchot mi dinar kesef. Then he has to give a silver dinar. Now, there are smaller silver coins, such as a ma'a, which is 1/6 of a dinar, or a punjoner, which is 1/12, or an isar, which is 1/24. But we're assuming that he meant to give a dinar kesef, and that's how much he will have to pay the Beit HaMikdash to the treasury. We're talking about money that's donated to the Beit HaMikdash. It could be used for bedek habayit or towards a korban. So it says the Mishnah Nechoshet, if he said he wants to give copper, lo yifchot mimak chasef. He shouldn't give less than a ma'av chasef. Copper that's in the value of a ma'av chasef, which we said previously is 1/6 of a dinar. And they didn't have really any valuable coins of copper less than that, because a pruta is not really valuable. No one would donate such a small amount of copper to the Beit HaMikdash. But says the Mishnah, Perashti v'eini yodea ma perashti. What if a guy says, you know, I vowed to donate some gold, silver, or copper, and I specified an amount at the time, but I don't remember how much I specified. So who may vi ad shi yomar lo l'chach niskavanti? So the halach is he should give silver, gold, or copper, whatever he thinks it was, until it's already so much that he says, no, I never would have given that much. But otherwise, he put himself in a predicament, in a situation where he has to at least give a real substantial donation of those metals until he knows that vadai, that's not what he meant. All right, so thank you very much for watching this Torah show clip. It was established as a zchus for my father and father-in-law, and tizkeh l'mitzvos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.